Tens of thousands of Alabamians have lost their jobs in recent weeks from coronavirus, which likely means they also lost their health insurance. There's a push to expand Medicaid to help those without coverage, but some lawmakers have a different idea in mind. Alabama Public Radio is part of a COVID-19 journalism unit. We've partnered with WVUA 23 TV and UA's Center for Public Television. As part of continuing coverage, APR's Bailey Majors digs into why some state lawmakers say expanding Medicaid isn't a good move for Alabama. Instead, they're calling for a health care overhaul.
So I think it's time to go back and take another look at this, but it needs to start in Washington and give some guidelines, basic rules, boundaries, or whatever you want to call it, for the states to go in and to develop their program.
That's Alabama Republican Senator Gerald Allen. He's one of several GOP state lawmakers pushing back against expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The health care program was put in place by former President Barack Obama. Senator Allen is calling for a health care overhaul instead of Medicaid expansion, with President Trump leading the way.
It's a national issue. It's not only an Alabama issue, but it's a national issue to make sure that everyone gets adequate health care. So the debate needs to start in Washington.
But other leaders disagree, like Democratic Congresswoman Terry Sewell. She says Medicaid expansion is the best thing Alabama can do right now as workers and businesses grapple with the economic devastation from COVID-19. She's calling on Alabama lawmakers to act now.
There's still more that Governor Ivey and the state legislature can do to help us during this crisis. They can expand Medicaid. Uninsured Alabamians, many of whom have lost their jobs and health care coverage, should not be forced to choose between getting tested and seeking care to protect themselves, their families, and this community.
Democratic leaders say an expansion would offer health care coverage to more than 360,000 uninsured Alabamians. But GOP lawmakers are caught up in the cost. It could run the state anywhere from $155 million to $170 million during the first year of expansion. Congresswoman Sewell is sponsoring the Medicaid Expansion Now Act, which would help unburden some of the cost to the state if lawmakers agreed to an expansion.
But we like our bill, which would give 100% federal match for the first 3 years, irrespective of when a state actually expands Medicaid. That's why our bill is so critical to get that 100% match. Right now, it's a 90% match since the state of Alabama did not expand Medicaid during the first 5 years that Affordable Care Act was instituted.
Even with financial help planned, expansion critics like Senator Allen say the time is up to invest in programs under the Affordable Care Act. He says, bottom line, Obamacare isn't working. Allen says while he's looking to leaders in Washington to lead the way on revamping health care, he'd like to see certain things included in a new health care program.
To make sure that every state in the country is on level ground, so to speak. Make sure that there's some policy put in place where a fairness, equality is taken care of, where every citizen needs to be cared for, regardless of who they are, or who they may be, or what age level that they may be at.
While state and federal leaders hash out healthcare policy, healthcare workers are on the front lines of the COVID-19 fight. Many are struggling to carry out the day-to-day coronavirus caseloads. Dr. Leah Yerby is with the University Medical Center in Tuscaloosa. She says she's concerned about what happens after the pandemic is over.
On the back end of this virus is anticipated to be an influx of need of all types of health care. There's so many people sitting at home now that really need a surgery. They're just able to survive without it until August.
A Kaiser Health study shows 1.5 million Alabamians have health conditions like diabetes or hypertension that could worsen a case of COVID-19. Dr. Yerby says there's worry over a second wave of health issues that may come after the current COVID-19 caseload is over.
After the virus comes the unattended to chronic health severity and the health issues that we have by not taking care of ourselves and being stressed out or losing jobs or dealing with the economy. The mental health.
Dr. Yerby says she's in favor of expanding Medicaid. She says Alabama leaders need to start looking at what long-term plans will help keep the healthcare system afloat after the coronavirus pandemic is no longer a threat.
We need to make sure that we continue to have hospitals and a healthcare system to take care of us through this and after this. Therefore, the expansion of Medicaid would get people that need the care the most, the care they need, and give our hospitals more of an opportunity to actually take care of our population.
Democratic leaders and healthcare workers aren't the only ones pushing for Medicaid expansion. In an open letter to Governor Kay Ivey published on AL.com, several pastors and reverends of groups of faith are urging the Republican governor to be a leader in the fight against coronavirus and expand Medicaid. Bailey Majors, APR News in Tuscaloosa.